Well, I just hustled really. I started doing a fanzine. I started in punk, had a band, because the thing about punk was DIY, do it yourself, and that's the most powerful thing that came out of punk. You didn't have to wait for anybody's permission to do anything. And easier now than it was then, because then if you wanted to write, you had to print your own fanzines, you had to learn about printing. Now you can do a website or a blog. That's a good way to start. You start writing on WordPress, you learn how to write in your own style. I mean, nowadays, the worst thing about it nowadays, everything's got so corporate. That people are telling you how to write, but you're telling you what bands to like. I think the best writers, people write from their own heart, you know, they write their own style. But that's getting chipped away quite a lot, because everything's getting like, you have to write this and fit it into there and write in this kind of way. If you're going to make a living out of it, maybe you've got to do that. But luckily, I get to do what I want, so my favourite writers are the ones who just write purely instinctively. So I started on fanzines, I started doing live reviews for a newspaper called Sounds, which went bust in 1992, I think. Then I went to Merry to Baker, then just freelance. It's about contact. There's no magic to it at all. It's all about networking and getting to know people and stuff like that. And some people don't like what you do, some people do like what you do. It's good to go out a lot and also be totally versed in pop culture. There's no point in writing about pop music or pop culture if you know nothing about it. You don't have to know about the whole lot. You just have to know about your little bit really well. Because they're fractured now as well in music. But it's quite good to go and check out all the stuff as well. You know, if somebody's playing arena, you don't particularly like what they are, and you could blag your way in. You might as well see the gig because you can compare it to stuff that you like. It's kind of good to know the context of your scene, isn't it? Where it fits in the world, and read loads of stuff and be obsessed by it kind of helps as well.